The White House has announced that it has reached an agreement with Argentina to open its market to U.S. pork for the first time since 1992. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Senior Vice President for Marketing Dan Hallstrom explains that some steps remain before pork shipments to Argentina can begin, but he's optimistic that the U.S. industry can capture a share of this growing market.
We still have to finalize a protocol between the two governments, and probably there'll be some sort of a inspection systems audit. But it looks like it's imminent, and this is good news. Eventually here, at some point soon, we should be able to export pork down to Argentina for the first time in quite a few years. Brazil is the dominant supplier of imported pork into Argentina today, and the EU also has the number two slot. But there's no doubt that some of the primal cut items, such as hams, shoulders, picnics, trim, things like this that would go into especially the further processing sector, I think there's no doubt that the U.S. Is well positioned to be able to take some of that opportunity.
In addition to capturing existing market share in Argentina, Hallstrom also sees opportunities for new growth as Argentina's per capita pork consumption is on the rise.
In the case of Argentina, there's an opportunity for generic growth as well, as the primary consumption is beef and poultry in Argentina. Pork is a distant third, but at 13 kgs per year on the pork side of consumption, there's room for generic growth. And I think you can expect that we'll see the pork consumption grow in Argentina as it is in the rest of South America. So even though they produce a lot of pork in South America, this is also an opportunity for the imported side.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.